set the tunes. But before I do, I want to say very, very warm thank you to you all for coming out here tonight. I don't want to leave, really. So I'm going to play a couple of tunes now that I used to play a lot with another fella that many of you knew well, a great Scottish fiddler called Johnny Cunningham. Oh, yeah. Johnny and I used to play together a lot, and he used to love to play these two tunes. They're not Scottish tunes and they're not Irish tunes. They're French-Canadian tunes, two tunes from Quebec. But Johnny used to play them, so I think it'd be nice to just spend a few minutes thinking about Johnny. Johnny was half Irish, you know. He used to say himself he was half Scottish and half Irish, and that's why half of him always wanted a drink and the other half never wanted to pay for it. And he was one of the founding members of the Celtic Fiddle Festival. And he used to say that the group demonstrates how three cultures can be destroyed by one common instrument. So on that note, I'm going to play a few tunes in honour of Johnny. And thanks again, everybody, for being such a great audience. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks again, everybody. Thanks so much. See you all again. Thank you.
shin through you na mission na mission shin through you na mission ban voyage shin through you na mission na mission so van ta hege ve kalcha shin through you na mission na mission shin through you na mission ban voyage shin through you na mission na mission so van ta hege ve kalcha hoy me shish ye kuma ka khan sar chin pa la bela na boy ga Cause Friday me chat in a fun you got fair on the back and bound for a G. Shin through your mission, I miss you, shin through your mission, bound for a G. Shin through your mission, I miss you, some fun that I hate give a culture. We miss you, shit on your rush in the sonic when you're for a target. After you watch it so high, I see fair on the back and bound for a G. Shin through your mission, na mission, shin through your mission, ban foji. Shin through your mission, na mission, some fun at a heck of a culture.
How are you doing tonight? This is Pat. Do you listen to Schultegale on KGNU. It's nice to be in here on a Wednesday night with you. We just heard, we did a double, we did a song and a tune from Usher Island, and being fed in the song and the half century set was the tune. And we started the set out with Davey Spillane from the Sea of Dreams, and that tune, that beautiful little haunting tune, is the Midnight Walker. And we also heard Kevin Burke from his latest CD. It's An Evening With. It's called Tunes and Stories. Amazing fiddle player Kevin Burke, and very funny man. The CD has like an intro to every song, and it's a laugh. He's a funny guy, and he dedicated that it's called the Dion Real Medley to the Scottish fiddle player. Excuse me. Johnny Cunningham. And Johnny and Kevin has played a lot over the years, and from the Fiddle Fest to just a number of different projects, and very good friends. And Johnny passed away probably about, I don't know, was it about 5 years ago now? The following song was sung by Susan McCown, and it had Johnny in there with her, along with Aidan Brennan. They also would go out, especially this time of year. It seems like in the Thanksgiving time of year, they were always out and about, at least through Colorado, and it was always just a beautiful, beautiful show and that. So that was... The song there, it's The Dark Haired Girl, and it's you can find it on Susan's album Lowlands, and then also there's another thing that she did with Johnny and Aidan too. It's out there in a couple different CDs, but you can definitely find it on Susan's album Lowlands. Let me do a couple things. I've got some the Celtic Connection here, the November issue, and of course the amazing Roger Hera does his monthly list of music happenings and Kilter Notes. Just got a few things here off of his list. Just something coming up this weekend here. We have Kilcannon performs at the Center Stage Theater up in Evergreen. So that'd be this Saturday, wouldn't it? 17th? Yes. 7:30 p.m. on the 17th. So, boy, what a beautiful time of year to head up to Evergreen. It's beautiful down in Denver, right? And then you can catch Avernine, the talented and diverse band. Avernine will be at Ned Kelly's down in Englewood on Saturday night as well. They'll be due at a 9 o'clock p.m. gig. And they'll also do, they'll be later in the month, on the 30th, they'll be over at Swallowhill Music, and they'll be doing a concert there. And that concert's going to have a little bit of a twist. They're going to feature a lot of songs there from Bob Dylan's Blood on the Tracks. So that should be a fun night with Avernine. It always is. And of course, you've got also on the 30th, but further down the road at the Margarita at Pine Creek in the spring, in Colorado Springs, on the 30th, 6:30 to 9 o'clock is the Pine Creek Tippers. So that's from Roger's list. And Roger, of course, is also one of the DJs here for Schulte Gale on Wednesday night. You know, there's usually a different person on the controls every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 o'clock, giving it their all for you. And it's kind of fun because, you know, people have, DJs have, might have a little different taste and a little different things. So, you can kind of get different, you know, different feels for that, I guess. And, of course, we're always trying to, you know, play, you know, some new stuff and some old stuff and some, you know, get a good mix in there. So we're always open to you guys calling in, telling us what you like or dropping an email or whatever. There's a couple of things. I'm going to play some music here. I continue to play the music, but I just want one announcement. The Irish Christmas in America show is... they added a second show because the first show basically sold out. I think there might be a single ticket or two, and I guess if you showed up on the first show at the door, maybe, I don't know, maybe a band or press ticket or sometimes it'd be available. But I wouldn't count on it, especially since they decided to add a second show because there seemed to be a lot of folks out there. This is, excuse me, it's got some great traditional musicians, some dancing too, and Ocean McDermott from the Sligo Fiddle Player. You've seen him in Tata and Niamh Farrell and West Kerry singer Seamus Begley. Excuse me, sorry about that. But it's some great stuff, and that will be on December 9th at 8 o'clock p.m. at the Soil Duff.
Thank you. time you were learning the pitman's job and earning the pitman's pay.
Last night as I lay dreaming of pleasant days gone by, my mind been bent on rambling to Ireland I did fly. I leapt on board a vision and I followed it with a will, till I gladly came to anchor at the cross of Spansel Hill. And when our duty did commence, we all knelt down in prayer, in hopes for to be ready to climb the golden stair. And when back home we turned, we danced with the right goodwill, oh, to Martin Moylan's music at the cross of Spansel Hill. Sons and daughters, they were all assembled there.
You go. We had the High Kings, a couple of songs from them, School Days Over and Spencer Hill. High Kings will be coming to Colorado in March. Just put your, on your calendar. They'll be coming later in March. I think it's the 21st and 22nd. They'll be doing a couple nights here because they sold out way in advance last year. So, they will be at the Soil Dove in March 21st and 22nd. Let me see. Before I had my cough attack, sorry about that. I was playing with my son's furry golden retriever before I came in. And he's like a bear. And I think I got some of his fur in my throat. But I was telling you about the Irish Christmas in America. The second show added, and it's a wonderful show. I mean, singing, tunes, dancing. It's more in the traditional vein of things. They'll be doing some wren dance and telling stories, and you've got traditional Irish pipes. You've got the harps and flutes and whistles and fiddles and, all that going on at the Soil Dove. That's December 9th, Sunday, December 9th at 8 o'clock, 7:30 p.m. doors at the Soil Dove. So you can go soildove.com and jump on that second show. The Irish Dance Theater Company that is actually here in Denver. It's got people involved around the world in it that come in and that, but they, Martin Percival is the Denver co-producer of this theater. They do some fantastic things. They've been around for a couple of years, and if you've seen their Christmas shows, you know what I'm talking about. So they just really, really are special. I'm just saying, go to the Celtic Gift. Go to irishdancetheater.com. It's in December. They've got a couple of shows around in Boulder and Denver and Beaver Creek and Fort Collins and that. So you go to irishdancetheater.com and get that one sorted out and and get some tickets and see that. You really will enjoy it because it's very, very unique. Also, the Celtic Women are going to be doing a Christmas show at the Performing Arts Center in Denver, and that would be on December 17th. So you can go to ColoradoSymphony.org. Before I was coughing, now I can't talk straight. Okay, here we go. ColoradoSymphony.org is where you can get tickets for Celtic Women, Celtic Woman. It's the Best of Christmas Tour. It's December 17th, 7:30, down at the Performing Arts Center. Okay? let me see. We're going to try to get in some more music before Musical Monday comes on. I think probably EC's in there right now getting things ready in that. But let's put on... got here a nice... tune you'll recognize, I think. It's actually a song, and with the help of Natalie Merchant. So it's called Patty's Green Shamrock Shore.
From Derry Key we sailed away on the 23rd of May. We were boarded by a pleasant crew bound for America. Fresh water there we did take on 5,000 gallons or more. In case we ran short going to New York, far away from the Shamrock Shore. So fare thee well, sweet Liza dear, and likewise to Derry town. And twice farewell to me comrade boys who dwell on that sainted ground. And if fortune it ever should favor me, have money in store, I come back and I'll wed the wee lassie I left on Paddy's Green Shamrock Shore. Well, we sailed for 3 days and we were all seasick, not a man on board was free. We were all confined upon our bunks with no one to pity. No father dear nor mother kind to hold up my head when it was sore. And it made me think more on the lassie I met on Paddy's Green Shamrock Shore. Of us drank a parting glass in case we might never meet more. And I drank a health to old Ireland and Paddy's Green Shamrock Shore. So fare thee well, sweet Liza dear, and likewise to Derry town. And twice farewell to me comrade boys who dwell on that sainted ground. And if for fortune it ever should favor me, or I to have money in store. I'll come back and I'll wend the wee lassie I left on Paddy's green shamrock shore. I'll come back and I'll wend the wee lassie I left on Paddy's green shamrock shore.
Oh, come tell me, Sean O'Farrell, tell me why you hurry so. Hush me wookle, hush and listen, and his cheeks will all aglow. I bear orders from the captain, make you ready, quick and soon. For the pikes must be together by the rising of the moon.
By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon. For the pikes must be together by the rising of the moon.
Oh, then tell me, Sean O'Farrell, where the gathering is to be. In the old spot by the river, right well known to you and me. One word more for signal token, whistle up the marching tune. With your pipe upon your shoulder by the rising of the moon.
By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon. With your pike upon your shoulder by the rising of the moon.
Out of many a mud wall cabin, eyes were watching through the night. Many a manly heart was throbbing for that common morning light. Rumours ran along the valley like the banshee's lonely croon. And a thousand pikes were flashing by the rising of the moon.
By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon. And a thousand pikes were flashing by the rising of the moon.
All along the singing river, that dark mass of men were seen. And above their shining weapons hung their own beloved green. Get to every foe and traitor, forward strike the marching tune. And an army vies for freedom, tis the rising of the moon.
Tis the rising of the moon, tis the rising of the moon. And an army vies for freedom, tis the rising of the moon.
All right, you're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Up next is Musica Mundi.
Thank you, Pat. Hope you're feeling better right soon. Couple announcements, and we'll get right into some music.
Support comes from Emporium Presents, featuring guitarists Tommy Emanuel and Jerry Douglas, together at the Mackey Auditorium on Friday, November 30th. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com.
Colorado Gives Day is coming up Tuesday, December 4th. This is a great time to support your favorite radio station. We're here for you 24/7, and now is the time for you to support us. Schedule your donation now through December 4th at coloradogives.org.